Kilkenny Arts Festival gets underway on August 9th. And as part of the 10-day event, Rough Magic has brought together some of the country's brightest emerging talent to celebrate a Midsummer Night's Dream. It's all under the direction of Lynn Parker. And Lynn, welcome to you.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Tell us about the idea for staging this play. Why choose this particular Shakespearean play?
Well, Kilkenny have done open-air Shakespeare before. We haven't. And we wanted to do something that was really festive, that was really fun and really suitable for a young cast. And also something that talked to the moment, which you find Shakespeare kind of does. So there's quite a bit of role changing in the play. We're doing the show with 8 actors, but there are 22 parts, so they're all multitasking. And the whole notion of identity fluidity and gender fluidity is something that's quite current and also very powerful within the piece. But there's also a fascinating speech that is really the great central speech of Titania's, where she talks about the whole environment being turned on its head by the conflict that the fairies or the spirits or the elemental forces are experiencing. So you're really describing something that's about climate change. And, of course, that's what we're all experiencing. Now, we, of course, will be experiencing the climate in a very, very visceral way when we're performing because, you know, it's open to the elements, so we're kind of prepared for all of that.
Yeah. Well, actually, yeah, I'll come back to that in a second because we do have a little bit of Martha Breen playing Titania, if you just want to take a listen.
The fold stands empty in the drowned field and crows are fatted with the Murrian flock. The nine man's morris is filled up with mud, and the quaint mazes in the wanton green, for lack of tread, are undistinguishable. The human mortals want their winter cheer. No night is now with hymn or carol blessed. Therefore, the moon, the governess of floods, pale in her anger, washes all the air that rheumatic diseases do abound. And thorough this distemperature, we see the seasons alter. Hoary-headed frosts fall in the fresh lap of the crimson rose, and on old Heam's thin and icy crown, an odorous chaplet of sweet summer buds is as in mockery set. The spring, the summer, the childing autumn, angry winter change, their wonted liveries and the mazed world by their increase now knows not which is which. And this same progeny of evils comes from our debate, from our dissension. We are their parents and original.
So there you go. There's Martha Breen, who plays Titania, among other characters. Then I take it, is it?
Yes. Well, she doubles as another character, but each of the actors is playing at least two parts, some three, and then there's the wonderful character of Puck, who kind of ends up playing many people, and that's played by Amy Conroy. So the character is known to be a male character, but he's a geyser. So we thought it would be really appropriate to have a woman, especially someone as funny and as talented as Amy, playing that part. And she manages to weave her way into the action in all sorts of ways.
And you mentioned the climate and the climate change. And as you said, so this is being staged outdoors. We don't know. As you say, you can never fully guarantee what kind of weather we're going to get. Have you? Are you ready for all kinds of...
We have to be, yes. I mean, we can't be beaten by the globe. You know, they perform in all weathers, and we're Irish, so we kind of feel, you know, if we can't cope with the elements, who can? So, yeah, the costumes have all got a slightly waterproof component, but the audience will all be given rain ponchos as well, so they won't get wet. But we kind of feel that we're going to be lucky, because what happens these days is that it rains in the morning and then by the evening it's all brightened up. It's really nice here in Dublin at the moment.
Yeah.
So we're very optimistic.
And sometimes a little bit of rain. I would say the Globe and Londoners would be quite happy if they got a bit of rain while watching
Absolutely. Yeah,
Shakespeare in that blistering
heat. Cool air.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, so I mean, like the thunderstorms and the kind of cataclysmic elemental forces are very much part of our narrative, so we're ready for whatever comes.
And as regards kind of engaging with audiences, is this a play that tends to be an easy one for audiences to take on board, do you think? You know, some of Shakespeare's plays, I guess, can be a little bit more challenging than others.
I think, I mean, this is one of the early comedies, and I think it's absolute appeal is that it's about young love, and it's about things that are really accessible to a modern audience, and magic. And it's, you know, we kind of view magic as the sort of natural magic of electricity and magnetism. So, you know, that's something that's really coming into the design. Sarah Jane Shields is really using that, and we're using the lighting in very magical ways. But they kind of, I think this is a play that it's just one of so many people's favourites of Shakespeare's. We kind of grow up knowing about these characters, Titania and Oberon and Puck, and, you know, they've really sort of gone into our mental furniture in a way that some of the other plays might not have. But it's very accessible. It's very easy to follow, but it's really, there are farce elements and there are all sorts of confusions and all of that. But we hope that what we do will make all of that clear to the audience in a way they can find funny and enjoy.
You mentioned this is a new ensemble of actors that you're working with. And actually, you mentioned Amy, who's been on the show a couple of times and will be well known to some of our listeners. But, you know, I described them at the start as you have described them, as kind of Ireland's bright emerging young talent. So tell me about bringing them together. How did you select who would be taking part in all of this?
We auditioned a lot, but quite a number of the actors have come to us through our SEEDS program, which is our development program for young artists. And there's a biennial showcase, and a good few of these actors have appeared in that showcase, and that's how we tend to spot talent, and we can then bring them into full Rough Magic productions. So it's a really good way of getting to know people and their process. And then there are obviously people coming from the drama schools. Martha, who you heard earlier, has really not even left the Lear. So she's just graduating now. So we really are bringing people into the profession for the first time.
Well, it starts on August 9th. It runs through until it opens on the 10th. It previews on August 9th and runs until Saturday the 18th. It's at 8 p.m.
That's right.
And if people want more details, pop onto Rough Magic's website, roughmagic.ie, or indeed Kilkenny Arts Festival. It is running from the 9th on through until the 19th. I think it's 10 days. And if you want more details from them and about the festival and everything that's happening, kilkennyarts.ie is their website address. Lynn, very best of luck with it. And thanks so much for joining us here again on the show.
Thank you.
Cheers. You're tuned into the Green Room here on News Talk. We'll be back with you after this.